Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, Yisrael, saints of the Most High, Yah, glory to the King. All right, saints, how I'm coming in. Give me a sound check real quick. See how I sound this evening. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right, I got an in-house sound check. Sounding good there. All right, that sounds excellent, brother. I don't get an 11, just a 10? I guess I'll settle for that. That's good. That's better than hearing it. Muffled sound like I'm in a fishbowl. Hallelujah. The glory to the King. Thank you, there, brother. I appreciate you, brother Robert and sister Israel. Glory to the King. Hallelujah, bro. Without further ado, I'll go ahead and get started. Hallelujah. This is Elder Donnie here this evening on Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. I want to greet you all, saints. Thank you for joining me here. And to all the saints that are scattered abroad, the beloved of Yah, those who are called to be saints from Yahweh, our Father, Yahshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, Jesus the Christ, blessings to you all. Always like to praise and honor the Most High Yah, because without him, hey, none of us would be here, hallelujah, and we would be lost, dead in our sins, hallelujah, had it not been for Yahshua HaMashiach. And the sacrifices he made, hallelujah, to free his people, true Savior, glory to the King. Also, I want to give honor to our beloved shepherd, the Honorable Pastor Charles Dowell Jr., and thankful for him, for all he does for us, all the work, the labor, time, and the effort that he puts into, you know, building us up, you know, as Yah's people, showing us the example of how this thing should be done, and that it can be done. There's no excuses. So we give honor to him as well. Thankful to him. Also to Pastor Corey and all the work that he's doing, constantly fighting against Satan's kingdom. Also to Pastor Joe Fox, hallelujah, and all of the work that he does for the saints. Glory to the King. We greatly appreciate these men, and to all the elders out there in Israel. Also Teacher McKnight and Deacon Bell. And blessings to all the heads of the assembly. Hallelujah. As I mentioned earlier, I'm your host, Elder Donnie, and I want to welcome once again to this edition of the Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio on the Brothers segment. Hallelujah. On this first day of the week, glory to the King. So it's just good to be here with you. Thank you. It is. Anytime that we can come together in fellowship and just be together in one heart and one mind, it's just a beautiful thing. You know, y'all could have been anywhere you wanted to be on this evening, but you chose to be here. And all of those who will listen later, blessings to you. All our brothers and sisters who are overseas, all of you all who are planning to head this way, feast in the place where Yah chose to place his name. Can't wait to see you all. And even the ones who were not able to make it, I should say, we're still together in spirit, hallelujah, and I'm sure you'll be able to see what's going on. You'll be updated on everything, and it's just a beautiful time that we're all together. At least we know, you know, one thing about it. At least we know that we have knowledge. Yah feast, and we're not in darkness, hallelujah. So be thankful for that. You know, you may not have nobody but you and your family fellowship during this time, but guess what? At least you're in that number, hallelujah. You know who you are. And you have been invited. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Because many out there don't even have a clue, don't even want to know anything about Yah's feast and his set apart time, which he set apart for his people. Hallelujah. Come to him. And you know what? We always receive a message that's going to help us, strengthen us. You know, we probably can't see how it's changing our lives at this moment and in this hour. You know, it's only when we're around, you know, the heathen, these wicked folk, the inhabitants of this land, that we can see how much, how far we have come from that type of behavior and that type of mindset. So it's just a wonderful, beautiful thing. As we continue on pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Hallelujah. Because although you may not see it now, but I mean, you're being changed. Hallelujah. So just hang in there. Those who want to be changed. Glory to the King. But every time we get summons and called to another feast, you know, Yah provides for us a message, and it's a message to really cause us to become even more holy, even more glorified. Dealing with that inner man every single time, it never fails. And so all we can do is embrace it because we are sons, and not reject the chastening of Yah. It's a beautiful thing, you know. Find out something about yourself, and you realize, hey, man, I've fallen short, or I wasn't what I thought, or, you know, I have a lot of work to do. Count it all joy. At least you know. Hallelujah. So it's a beautiful, wonderful thing to be in the know, to be in the land of the living, to have your mind be clothed in your right frame of mind, and just be thankful for it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. We have much, much, much to be thankful for. You know, it's a... At the same time, it's a joyous time to be, you know, every time the feasts come around, it's a joyous time to see one another. It's a joyous time to hear the word from Yah and to just to be obedient, to show Yah that we are his people and we're taking heed. You know, but when this one here come around, we've kind of bittersweet, you know, with the loss of Elder Felix. But at the same time, you know, I'm learning just to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah for everything in all situations and give praise to Yah. Because it's all his doing. And we're going to definitely miss our beloved Elder Felix. Like Brother Tyree was telling me, he said, the other would just want us to keep going. Just go ahead on, man. Go to the feast, man. Don't stop. You know, their brother even told me, one of the brothers told me, you know, a story about Elder Felix. And he said, you know, Elder Felix was a special person because while you would never know it, if you were going through any type of pain or any type of, anything going on with him, you would never know. Brother told me that he would continue to work, and he would work extremely hard, and you could not tell by his facial expressions, you could not tell by his work ethic that he was in excruciating pain. But he would continue to work and press through. He said, you know what, men are just too weak in this generation. They need to, you know, suck it up. You're extremely weak in the mind and in the flesh. And you know, when that brother told me that, I was like, whoa, man, that's pretty serious, man. And just considering, you know, what they'll have to deal with at the end here of his lifespan, you know, keep going and keep pushing and just to hang in there. It says a lot. You know, one thing about Elder Felix also, whether you knew him or not, you can just tell, you know, by his presence what type of man he was. Just a man of character, of honor and integrity, and I don't think anybody could say anything bad about Elder Felix. You know, he just straight up man, a man of honor. Even when I wasn't an elder, you know, he would always show great honor. Even he was, you know, older than I was, and I became an elder. And he was just always respectful, man. He really was. Just a pleasant, beautiful spirit. And that's just the truth. That's not a lie. That's not just saying it because, no. His character. This is who he was. And I'm gonna play a song that he shared with me. One of the last things he shared with me, he would send me text messages and we would talk from time to time. And he told me, man, Elder, I was thinking of you when I heard this song. And it's from Psalms 19. He said, man, I knew you would like this song. I knew you would love this song. And when I listened to it earlier, man, it brought tears to my eyes, you know. He thought enough of me to send that to me. He sent a couple of those songs, but this was the latest one, and this one was pretty good that he sent, and I'll play it for you at some point in the show. But, you know, he said he'll always think about me whenever he reads or hears Psalms 19, 7 through 11. So I'm grateful to have met Elder Lucius Felix. And, you know, on this side of glory, it truly was a privilege, hallelujah, and just keep his family lifted up. And thanks there in New York, New Jersey area. We all, and all the saints all over, because we all were impacted by it. So I just wanted to, you know, say that I'm dearly going to miss beloved Elder, and just keep his family lifted up. And let's be encouraged, saints, you know. We all got to go at some point. We never know when our day will be. But the thing about it is we need to be ready. Hallelujah. Be ready and not thinking that we have another day. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. But I'm going to go and start off the show as I normally do. Glory to the King. here in Psalms 19, starting at verse 7 through 11. And it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eye. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. So we thank Yah for that. For being us, huh? You know, I was thinking about it just yesterday. I was just straightway and just taking a walk with my son and just looking at the animals on the land. And we came across the sheep, came across the goats and the cow, the bull that they had over there. And we're just checking them out, and I'm just looking at them and just observing how wonderful Yah is. You know, he chose these animals. You know, he specifically chose the ones that were clean for us and the ones that were unclean. And as I watched the sheep, you know, chew the cud, and I'm watching how he regurgitates, he swallows this thing and regurgitates, you know, his food, which he was chewing. And I'm watching, I'm like, look at this, man. It hit me. Y'all know exactly what he's doing. Not only that, but he pulls a specific set of instructions in a certain way in which we, his people, should live. Think about it. We have the Most High, the creator of all things. He gave us his instructions, his thought patterns. His whole essence is what we should be following and what we should be living after. I mean, that's huge. Thanks. When you really sit down and you think about it. And you know, it only has great impact when you're sitting there, right there, and you observe, you know, the concrete things, the things that are right in front of you, things in which you commanded. And just like Pastor always say, we're an agricultural people. And you get it, you can really put your hands to the plow. You actually living this thing and doing it. Well, I had a taste of that. And I looked at it and I was like, wow, man. Yah is awesome, man. And if we can really get it and really, and I'm saying that the Most High really opened up my understanding even the more so greater, to a greater capacity to get it so that it'll sink in my mind. Like, I'm his chosen, his people. He set a certain order, a certain guideline for me. That's a high honor, saint. Because we look at all the nations and all the people that are around us, they're doing whatever they want to do. And they're led by Satan. They're led by the house of time into darkness, into destruction, into havoc, into all types of stress and confusion. But not us, Israel. The other nations were supposed to look at us and say, wow, look at them. What a wise and understanding people. You know? So it's a high honor, saints. I'm telling you, to be walking in these ways and to really cherish the Most High, his laws, his instructions, his Torah. It's a beautiful thing. Glory to the King. But moving on, I'll go to Psalms 119, starting at verse 1 through 20. And I'm going to read from the scriptures version here. Psalm 119, 1 through 20. And it says, blessed are the perfect in the way who walk in the teaching of Yahweh. Blessed are those who observe his witnesses, who seek him with all the heart. Yea, they shall do no unrighteousness. They shall walk in his ways. You have commanded us to guard your orders diligently, that my ways were established to guard your laws. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commands. I thank you with uprightness of heart when I learn the right rulings of your righteousness. I guard your laws. Oh, not leave me entirely. How would a young man cleanse his path? To guard it according to the word. I have sought you with all my heart. Let me not stray from your commands. I have treasured up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Yahweh. Teach me your laws. With my lips, I have recounted all the right rulings of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your witnesses. As over all riches, I meditate on your orders and regard your ways. I delight myself in your laws. I do not forget your word. Do good to your servant. Let me live and I guard your word. My eyes, that I might see wonders of your Torah. I am a sojourner in the earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My being is crushed with longing for your right rulings at all times. Hallelujah. Now, what if that was really our prayer on a daily basis? What if we recited those words unto Yah? Do you think he would hear us and we were sincere and had a desire for this instead of having a desire for all the foolishness that we desire? Things that really are not, that don't have no meaning, that are temporary? This is what we need to be desiring. We need to be desiring wondrous things out of the Torah, out of the law, so that we can gain a greater comprehension, so that we can learn and know how to live and how to walk and how to regard Yah and how to keep our minds focused on him, meditating on him constantly. I'm telling you, man, we can learn a lot, man. We can learn a lot, especially from King David. We can learn a lot from him. We see the seriousness and the type of dedication that he had to Yah, but it all around his law. And he was a man who was not afraid to cry out to Yah in situations of trouble and in situations where he needed Yah to be there for him. Hallelujah. God has truly blessed the saints. Glory to the King. But I think, like I said earlier, you know, it's good to be in the land of living. You know, saints clothed and in our right minds. Here we are in a season where we should be excited and rejoice. You know, because it is during this time when we be joined together with our husbandmen, with our King, with our Master, Yeshua. This is also a time of extreme soberness. This is a time of affliction and a time of war. We had better be careful lest we fall. It's very serious knowing that here we are in the fellowship of the unashamed, and we have been called out of darkness into Yah's marvelous light. And even in that, you heard our pastor said it on the other day, there will only be a few. Many of us are called, but there are only a few that are chosen. And it brings better comprehension, you know, saints, to 2 Peter 1 and 10. And I'm going to go there in a second. But, you know, it's one thing for us to be mindful of Yah's feast and his set appoint times and you know, to really esteem them high, you know, including the weekly Sabbath, new moons, and all the times in which we should rejoice. And we should rejoice every day. Hallelujah. Each day we're able to get up and breathe in our body, and we're able to, you know, function. We have strength. We ought to give praise unto Yah. But it'd be a shame if we only took, you know, certain times of the year seriously and we wanted to really repent or we wanted to really be serious. Before the feast come, and then we try to get ourselves right. You know, we want to try to mend, you know, brokenness between ourselves and our brother and our sister, our neighbor. That's the wrong time, you know. We need to be doing that all throughout the year, because who's to say that any of us will make it to see another day, another feast, or even another Sabbath? Who knows? So we need to do this constantly. You know what I mean? Continually. When I was talking with my family, just sitting down talking to them, I was telling them about how serious the feast are. And we're going to go over some of the same things that I talked to them about. And I was like, you know, it's good to do that during this time of year. But we need to be doing this all throughout the year. You know what I mean, saints? Really, truly, we ought to be sober, sober in our mind. We need to seek Yah and ask Him, you know, to guard our thoughts, guard our actions. You know, and when we go out among the heathen, that we don't blaspheme His name among them. You know, we need to constantly be casting our thoughts and imaginations and all such things that exalt themselves above the knowledge of Yah. And doing these things on a constant basis. You know how, you know, Pastor just talked to us about how we allow thoughts to influence our actions too much. We give over to Satan too many times, whether it be through sorrow, you know, whether it be through any kind of using spirits or any such thing that try to rock us off course or just distract us. You got to realize why these things are put in place. And that's to hinder us from doing the will of Yah. But we give too much place to the devil. And like Pastor mentioned before, you know, we are premier deliverance ministry, but yet we give over so much to the house of time. You know, we don't like to fight. We just like to lay down and just, you know, let him deal with us. And, you know, that's one of the things that I hear a lot, you know, it's just the reality. People just don't want to fight. They don't want to fight all the time. You know, leave me alone. Just let me be. But we can't do that. This is a fight. This is a battle for your soul. Now, you're going to tell me Yah going to bring you all this way to leave you? Nah, He equipped us, especially here. He equipped us with the weapons, with the tools to be able to fight, with the ammunition. That's why prayer is so important. We are equipped with the things that we need, but we just got to use them. We got to, you know, be proactive in using these things, taking advantage, binding and loosing. One of the most critical things that we can do, one of the things I found the most successful in deliverance and being, you know, a deliverance worker. Man, the demons don't like that. You bind and loose. But you don't have to just bind and loose then. You can do it in any situation. You can expect curses in any time of the day, any time of the night. Hallelujah. But we got to be willing, saints. And we can't keep giving over, giving place to the devil. You know, we got to agree with our adversary quickly, move on, return those curses, and get back to doing what we know we need to be doing. Because the fight and the battle is in the mind. And Satan knows that. And if he can get us out off course and not fight, you know, in that mind, first of all, I mean, he pretty much got the rest of us. I mean, that's it. We're done for. We're through. But the most critical thing is that mind, building up that strength spiritually. Hallelujah. If I go, what I said, 2 Peter 1:10, it says, "Wherefore then, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election. For if you do these things, you shall never fall." And if I read it in the scriptures version, it says, for this reason, brothers, all the more your utmost make firm your calling and choosing. For if you are doing these matters, you shall never stumble at all. And so let's see what he was talking about. We go to 2 Peter 1:3, and it's according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:5 says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. And listen to this here in 2 Peter 1:8. Very important here. It says, for if these things be in you found, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Master Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, man, we got a lot of instructions all over the place. All over the place. And showing us what we should do. you know, Pastor brought this out a while back, and it was comfort at the time, and when he brought it out, you know, just basically showing us, man, if you do these things and you have these characteristics and you operate in this manner, you got to ever worry about, you know, being cast off or being thrust out, you know, or falling away. You're going to abide. Hallelujah. You're going to ship. But we must strive, saints, to live in such a manner that we're presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto Yah, which is reasonable service. And this, saints, is true worship. This is true praise unto Yah. Yah inhabits the praise of his people. Hallelujah. I'm going to go from number, go to Psalms 29:2. And it says, give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Is he not worth it, saints? Is he not worthy of all the praise? Is he not worthy of all the glory and honor? You know, the way we live our lives is symbolic of you know, how we esteem him and what's really going on within us, our thoughts. Because whatever we think, and you know, it comes out in our actions and our doings. We know, you know, where our heart is and where our mind is by the things that we do, whether we like it or not, whether we try, still, we're going to be exposed, whether through our countenance, you know what I mean? Because what's going on in the heart is definitely going to show up on our countenance. You know, the word even tells us, saints, not to go around and be heavy and not to play around in sorrow. Shorten a man's life. You know, it's not profitable. It doesn't profit a man nothing. Shake that off. You know, we know praise is comely for the upright. You know, let that stuff go. Let it be. It shouldn't be for you, saints. We have the victory, and we need to keep that in our minds. We have the victory. So praise is always a tool that we need to use and take advantage of. Psalms 69:30. It says, I will praise the name of Yah with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please Yahweh better than an ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that's Yah. For Yahweh heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. So let us give praise unto Yah. Saints, we don't have to be sitting around, you know, moping and sad and sorrowful and being out of touch with things which are really going, which is really real, things that are not seen. Glory to the King. Not focusing on the things which are temporal, not being led astray by thoughts and different imaginations and all these other things. Hallelujah. Keeping our mind on the prize, keeping ourselves focused. But you know, as I was saying, things, this time of the year is very special. It's very it's something to really look forward to. And at the same time, it's not for everybody. It's not for the heathen. It's what hasn't been given to them. So they don't need to know what's going on. But we ought to be thankful for the feast. And I'm going to go over just real quickly a little bit about the feast that we're in right now. What a joyous time it is. And we already know that these are called out by Yah for his people. We are summoned to come unto him at this time. You know, we are invited. We are called to come unto him during this feast time, this feast and this set appoint time. Few things to keep in mind, key points to remember. You know, if we carefully study the Word, study the Bible, we can see that the feast days are mentioned all throughout it. We know that the feast days are Sabbath days, and we are to honor them as we would the seventh day, the weekly Sabbath. The spring feasts were fulfilled during the time the Messiah walked the earth, but the fall feast will be fulfilled at Yeshua's second coming. The feast days are the very image of Christ. All right? I know we hear that a lot, but they are the very image of Christ. The feast, the fall feasts, take place on the seventh month of Yah's calendar. As I said earlier, many people do not even understand Yah's calendar, let alone, you know, any of his feast days. And the wonderful thing that they have no idea, no clue, no interest in it. So it is important for us to know and understand Yah's calendar. He has hid them from the wise and the prudent, and has revealed it unto babes. He only gives it to his people. You know, that was last week, speaking with a supervisor, and a guy overheard, and he was like, what are you talking about? What are you speaking about? You talking about some trumpets or something like that? I was like, yeah, that's right. He said, well, what is it? I said, well, man, you know what, man? You don't need to worry about that, you know, because that doesn't really pertain to you. And I know you might be thinking out there, well, why you don't? You got to realize this is a particular person who, out of his own mouth, said, I don't give a damn what you do or what you keep. I know what I believe, you know? This is the type of attitude, you know? If it had come with a different spirit, a humble spirit, it would have been a different response. But I told him, you know what? You need not to worry about that. Don't worry about it. And I said, go read Leviticus, man. Go read Leviticus 23. See what you get out of that. And of course, you know he didn't go read it. But why am I going to tell the enemy? Give them information. Why give them pearls? You know what I mean? It's just not for them, saints. You got to just be wise in your doings. From there, I'm going to go over to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, verse 5. Starting at verse 1, and I'm going around to 11. It says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of Yahweh will cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall see and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light. I mean, you know what's going on. You have understanding. You have comprehension. You know what's happening. And the children of the day, we are not of the night, nor of darkness. Meaning that we're not without knowledge, huh? We know what's happening. We know what's going on. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6 says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. It's a crucial word right there. Be sober. It's the time for us to really be serious. Be alert. Be attentive. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For Yah had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Master, Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Hallelujah. So, saints, we know we're not without knowledge. Glory to the King. So it shouldn't be a small thing. You should hold this thing in high esteem and high regard. Like I said, no matter where you are, whether it's you in your family or just you alone or whatever the case is, take it seriously. You know, a lot of saints during this time of the year, during tabernacles, they can't. You know, they even pop up tents in their homes. is to show honor and respect unto the Most High. You want to be in obedience, you know, what His Word says. We can keep it. We can keep His peace. You know, it was some years back that I was maybe in the faith a full year. And I was driving home one evening from work, and I saw a guy on a main busy highway, and he had a sign. It was him, a little child. They were holding up signs, and it said, "Keep the commandments." And so, you know, when I saw that, man, I was like, wait a minute. Turned the vehicle around, parked on the road. You know, I couldn't wait to turn around and get back. I was like, man, so you keep the commandments? You know, when I got out the vehicle, and he was like, no, man, I just compelled. I felt the need to come out here with this sign and hold it up to show people. I say, really? I said, so you don't keep the Sabbath? Do you know about the feast days? And he was like, well, no, I hadn't got that far yet. You know, that hadn't been opened up to me yet or revealed to me. I said, well, man, it must have been for me to see you today, because I gave a card. I had a Straightway card with all the information. I said, man, if you go to this site and continue to watch those videos and learn, you'll be up to speed. You'll learn about it. It wasn't no coincidence that you out here and you know, you have signs up and see you. So whatever he did with that, you know, that was pretty much on him. But, you know, many people don't even know. They don't even know about the goodness of Yah. Hallelujah. So just be thankful that you do. Glory to the King. Moving on here. The feast. As we talk about, we're talking about a little bit about the feast here. The Feast of Trumpets is a call to repentance. And from the time of the blowing of the trumpets until the Day of Atonement is a time for us to reflect on repentance. You hear that? It's a time for us to focus on repentance. We're still in that time frame. I mean, you know, we still have to focus on repentance. The Day of Atonement came, the trumpets came. Let's keep in mind, though, you know, saints, the seriousness of it. Don't think that we got it all together. Hallelujah. But as we get ready for Tabernacles, let us rejoice and have a wonderful time in God. Hallelujah. We need to be doing a deep cleansing, and I pray that you all have been, and the cleansing of our soul and spirit. The thing about this is this, that Yah will judge the wicked and destroy them from the earth. You know, seems like every single time we approach the feast, we always get opposition from our enemy. And this year is no different. You know, you see the videos put up, you know, and the negative comments that people they post. It's straight out hatred. None but just arrogance against the Most High. Why is it that you hate us? Why is it that people that call themselves Israel, why is it people that call themselves Hebrews hate us so much? You know, it just comes with the territory. You may be new to this thing and you're wondering why you get into opposition from family or you know what I mean, the people that are near you. You got to, you know, count it as a badge of honor. You know, you're not going to escape this. You're going to have to deal with this as well. And the ultimate thing that they're trying to do is to get you, to knock you off course, to discourage you, to hinder you from going any further in this thing, to make you think what you're doing is wrong. Because there's so many other people out there that are doing their thing, and they're following this Roman calendar. They're bowing down to all these gods, and you know, and here it is, you. Why is it that you're the only one that gets it? Why, out of a whole family, you're the only one that sees it like this? Well, that's simple, because y'all hadn't called them. So you stay focused, stay rooted and grounded. You're in the right way. You're doing the right thing. But that comes with the territory. But we always experience opposition from the enemy in all shapes and forms. There's just no way around it. But you got to expect that coming into this way. You know, that comes with the territory. But Yah will judge the wicked. And He's going to destroy them from the earth. You know, not that we're gloating over them being judged and Yah destroying them. But it's to happen. It's sure to happen. It's inevitable. You know, the word said that it's going to happen like that, and that's how it's got to be. He even told us firsthand at one tabernacle a couple of years ago that He's going to avenge us of our enemies. So just be cool and have patience. Although it might seem like they're getting away with murder, they're getting away with so much, and Yah's not dealing with them. But the one thing about it is, I read this in the Apocrypha, it's basically saying that Yah is just allowing them to fill up their cup so that his anger and his wrath will be so much greater upon them. So when you see them coming against us, you see them with all of the negative hatred, hate us, and they think they're doing Yah service. When you see all these things, just know that they got something that's in store for them. Their day is coming. You stay encouraged, Israel. You stay encouraged. Hallelujah. Stay in that secret place of the Most High so you'll be protected. Stay connected to this ministry. Stay connected to the man of Yah here. And study your word, you know. Pray and fast. Do the things that are necessary. And you'll be just fine. But know that the opposition is going to come. It comes with the territory. But if we look at it in ancient Israel, we see that the shofar was blown for various different reasons, including the call to war. The period of Yah's wrath is commonly called the Day of Yahweh. Hallelujah, and it's coming. It is also a time for the blowing of the trumpets, all right? The Day of Yahweh includes a series of events, catastrophic events, that I might add, right? It's going to be a rough time on this earth. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, and his kindled anger against all humanity for rebellion against Yah, for all the evil that they did to his people. All of that is coming. It's coming upon him. I'm going to read something here from Zechariah 14, 1 through 4. And it says, "Behold, the day of Yah will come, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations together, all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and the half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall Yahweh go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azar. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake, the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah. And Yahweh, my Elohim, shall come, and all the saints with thee." It's gonna be a terrible time. It ain't gonna be fun for those nations who oppose us. From now, I'm gonna go to 2 Ezra, right? 2 Ezra, chapter 5. Son of verse 1. And it says, "Nevertheless, as concerning the tokens, behold, the day shall come that they which dwell upon the earth shall be taken in a great number, and the weight of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren faith. But iniquity shall be increased above that which now thou seest, or that thou hast heard long ago. And the land that thou seest now to have root shall thou see wasted suddenly." But if the Most High grant thee to live, thou shalt see after the third trumpet that the sun shall suddenly shine again in the night, and the moon thrice a day, and blood shall drop out of wood, and the stone shall give his voice, and the people shall be troubled, and even he shall rule whom they look not for, that dwell upon the earth, and the fowls shall take their flight away together. And the Sodomites sea shall cast out fish and make a noise in the night, which many have not known, but they shall all hear the voice thereof. There shall be a confusion also in many places, and the fire shall be oft sent out again. The wild beasts shall change their places, and adventurous women shall bring forth monsters, and salt water shall be found in the sweet, and all friends shall destroy one another. Then shall wit hide itself, and understanding withdraw itself into his secret chamber, and shall be sought of many, and yet not be found. Then shall righteousness and incontinency be multiplied upon earth. One land also shall ask another, and say, is righteousness that maketh a man righteous gone through thee? And it shall say, no. At the same time shall men hope, but nothing obtain. They shall labor, but their ways shall not prosper. I tell you what, that's a scary time to be in. There's not going to be any faith. There's not going to be any type of hope. There's not going to be any knowledge or understanding, and people are going to be searching for it. And all type of chaos is going to be upon the earth. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important for us to stay close, stay rooted and grounded, and find ourselves that we stay in the secret place of the Most High God. So we don't have to be without knowledge. So we don't have to be lost. You know what I'm saying? Tossed to and fro. We had better take heed as well, saints, you know. And not think that we've arrived. But each day, you know, striving harder and harder to enter in. Hallelujah. We gotta stay hungry, saints. We gotta stay hungry. We must stay hungry. Moving on from there, I'm gonna go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17 and 18. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. We'll go back up to the top of here in the same chapter, 17 and 5. Thus say Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and make it flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit. Blessed is the man that trusted Yahweh, and whose hope Yahweh is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doing. Hallelujah. So we bless y'all for that, saints. I'll tell you what. Just as we approach this Day of Atonement, and y'all heard the message, how sobering it was, and a couple things that I took away from it, you know, as far as, you know, being truthful and being honest with self. You know, it's one thing to clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but, you know, let's focus on the inside. And the one thing we don't forget is that Yah, he sees it all. He knows us. And you see what he's trying to do, how he's really doing a deep cleansing, a deep purging of us as people. Let us take heed to that, saints. Definitely. I'm gonna read, because it's always good to go back over those messages. But I took upon myself to just write it down because it's true and it's real. You know, we've seen this in one way or another, or we operated in this manner one way or the other. What Pastor Dow was talking about during the atonement message. And I'm going to just read to you his words that he spoke, because it's real, it's true. And we got to be honest with self. And it says this, it says, we have the attitude that we are going to go and get things right with Yah. When we sin against our brothers, and we would even do a small form of repentance. For example, brother, I'm sorry. Can you please forgive me? Yes, sir. And then later on, we have met that condition. But that's one thing we have done, and we left the other undone. We don't change our attitude. We don't change our mindset. Thereby showing that the land is polluted. Remember Pastor talking about that? About the land being polluted? And that's the curse has come upon it? I'll get again this. We don't change our attitude. We don't change our mindset. Thereby showing that the land is polluted. There's still stuff there. And you know, we're spiritual beings, saints. We are. We can discern what's going on in the spiritual realm. Open our mouths, say certain things. But, I mean, let's be real. There's no clearance in the spirit. There's no clearance, you know, there's no change that's taking place. And we can sense these things. But I'm going to continue on. And he says, this brother can still feel, even though you have repented, he can still feel that there is not a clearance between us. The land is polluted. This is the iniquity. Yah is going to say, you depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. And what a shame that would be for us to do all that we're doing, and you know, come to that time judgment, and we realize, you know what? We've been hypocrites. We've been playing all this time, lying to ourselves, basically, because we're not fooling Yah. It'd be a shame to have done all of that and find yourself without being thrust out into outer darkness. You know, finding your spot with the hypocrites. So that's what I'm trying to say, saints. You know, you got to really be honest. You got to really be honest with yourself, because he sees it all. He sees it all. And don't think just because you're here, because you show up every year, you show up for the feast, you show up for Shabbat, you think you got it covered. No. Yah is expecting and requiring more out of us, because too much is being given to us. It'd be a shame if you sit here and listen to this and then don't change your life, don't change your attitude. It'd be detrimental unto you. Be just no better than the ones that are without. Hallelujah. So what I'm gonna do, Sam, take a quick break and come right back, wrap the show up. And but what I'm gonna do, let's see, I'm gonna go ahead and I'll play a ministry break, and then I'll play the song that I was telling you about that Elder Felix sent me from Psalms 19. Beautiful song. So just hang in there, thanks. I'll be right back right after this ministry break.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Bless y'all. All right. Thanks. Here we go again. Elder Donnie back here again with you. Glory to the King. All right. There we go. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful rendition of that song. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But thanks, good for y'all. You know, I'm glad you're here. Glad you joined me on this evening. Just talking to you on various things, just concerning this time frame that we're in, what we need to be doing, to keep ourselves on a straight and narrow, just making sure your mind that Yah is everything. Just because we're here, you know, that doesn't mean we're going to make it in. We still have work to do. And the idea is to be encouraging us in it all. And it's going to be a joyous time when we actually get a chance to actually be with our Messiah and our King. Glory to the King. No more sorrow, no more heartache, and no more pain, and you know, no more war and fighting with the enemy, you know, for a time. It's going to be a beautiful thing. That's what this is about, this season that we're in, going into Tabernacles, where we tabernacle with our King. Hallelujah, with our husband. The tabernacle is a place where, you know, the Almighty himself dwelt among his people. The Most High commanded Moses to build the tabernacle because he always wanted to dwell with his people. Now he has given us his Spirit just so he can dwell in us, so that we can have a piece of him and he have a piece of us. He is insanely in love with his people. And I don't think any of us can deny that. When you look at and take into account how long he's dealt with us and put up with our BS, you know what I mean? Our rebellion, you know, our stiff neck and stout-heartedness and just flat out, you know, disrespectfulness. You gotta love us. But you know, it's not because of us and the ones that went on before us, because of the promise that he made with Abraham. The one thing we should learn and we should know about the Most High, hallelujah, and he could have easily raised up a whole nother people, you know, and to worship and serve him, much greater than us. But it was because of that promise that he made with Abraham, hallelujah, that, you know, he stuck to it. And for that, I give y'all praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. So we don't have to be lost. We don't have to cast away. But at the same time, we got to, you know, have a level of humility, realizing that, you know, saints, realizing that, you know, y'all don't need us, yet we need him. We need him now more than ever before. And so let us, I'm going to go to Sirach 10. In the Apocrypha, that's Ecclesiasticus chapter 10. I'm going to start at verse 12 here. And this is the beginning of pride, is when one departed from Yah. His heart is turned away from his Maker. For pride is the beginning of sin. And he that had it shall pour out abomination. And therefore Yahweh brought upon them strange calamities and overthrew them utterly. The master had cast down the throne of the proud princes and set up the meek in their stead. Yahweh had plucked up the roots of the proud nations and planted the lowly in their place. Yahweh overthrew countries of the heathen and destroyed them to the foundations. He took some of them away and destroyed them, and hath made their memorial to cease from the earth. Pride was not made for men, nor furious anger for them that are born of a woman. They that fear Yahweh are a sure seed, and they that love him, an honorable plant. They that regard not the law are a dishonorable seed. They that transgress the commandments are a deceivable seed. Among brethren, he that is chief is honorable. So are they that fear Yahweh in his eyes. The fear of Yahweh goeth before the obtaining of authority. but roughness and pride is the loosing thereof. Whether he be rich, noble, or poor, their glory is the fear of Yahweh. It is not meet to despise the poor man that had understanding, neither is it convenient to magnify a sinful man. Great men and judges and potentates shall be honored, yet is there none of them greater than he that feareth Yahweh. Hallelujah. Now that's something else right there. Huh? Glory to the King. So I'm telling you, man, we better stay rooted here. Hallelujah. And take heed to the words of Yah and be obedient servants. Hallelujah. That's why that psalm says that there's great reward. Hallelujah. So we give Yah all the praise, honor, and glory. Just giving him thanks for allowing us to be here in this hour, to know who we are. And just giving thanks. Hallelujah. And just thankful for that. Glory to the King. But as I was reading, it says, that the Most High, he is insanely in love with his people. He has done everything possible to redeem his people and to atone for his people, whom didn't love him as much as he loved them. So it says, when the word was made flesh, that was Yah himself come down to tabernacle with us. That was Jesus Christ himself. He became the image of the very shadow. He was the tabernacle. Hallelujah. So pretty much, saints, that's where we're at now in this time frame here. A lot of things just to be mindful of, a lot of things to keep into consideration. Glory to the King. I just thank God that I'm here and I know who I am. I'm going to go ahead and I just want to thank you during this time frame. Definitely be encouraged. I'm going to close it out with 2 Ezra 7, starting at verse 9. 2 Ezra chapter 7, starting at verse 9. And it says, if this city now were given unto a man for an inheritance, if he never shall pass the danger set before it, how shall he receive this inheritance? And I said, it is so, master. Then said he unto me, even so also is Israel's portion, because for their sake I made the world. And when Adam transgressed my statutes, then was decreed that now is done. Then were the entrances of this world made narrow, full of sorrow and travail. They are but few and evil, full of perils and very painful. For the entrances of the elder world were wide and sure, and brought immortal fruit. They that live labor not to enter these straight and vain things. Never receive those that are laid up for them. So basically, saints, in essence, I mean, because of Adam and because of his transgression, you know, the things before time, they were easy to enter in to this Yah's presence and his beauty and his glory and to know of him. But because of the transgression of Adam, I mean, we're going to have to fight in order to get in. It's not going to be easy. We're going to have to constantly strive to get in through the straight gate at that. Verse 15, it goes on and says, now therefore, why disquieted thyself, seeing thou art but a corruptible man? And why art thou moved, whereas thou art but mortal? Why hast thou not considered in thy mind this thing that is to come, rather than that which is present? And as I said, O Master, that beareth rule, thou hast ordained in thy law that the righteous should inherit these things, but that the ungodly should perish. Nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things and hope for why. For they that have done wickedly have suffered the straight things, and yet shall not see the why. And he said unto me, there is no judge of Yah, and none that had understanding above the highest. For there be many that perish in this life, because they despise the law of Yahweh that is set before them. For Yah had great commandments to such as Cain, what they should do to live, even as Cain observed to avoid punishment. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him and imagined vain things, and deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, and said of the Most High that he is not, and knew not his ways, but his law have they despised and denied his commandments. In his statutes have they not been faithful, and have not performed his works. And therefore, treasures for the empty are empty things, and for the full are full things. Behold, the time shall come that these tokens which I have told you shall come to pass, and the bride shall appear, and she coming forth shall be seen that now is withdrawn from the earth, and whosoever is delivered from the aforesaid evils shall see my wonders. Hallelujah. Let's skip over to Ezra 8. Says, moreover, they have trodden down his righteousness, and said in their heart that there is no Elohim. Yea, and that knowing they must die. For as the things aforesaid shall receive you, so thirst and pain are prepared for them. For it was not his will that man should come to naught. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I'm going to stop right there, son. Let us give praise and honor. Hallelujah to the Most High. Be thankful in all things. The one thing about tonight is the reoccurring theme that we can't get away from it. And we can't get around not being obedient and not keeping Yah's commandments. Very important. Take heed to his instructions. We find nothing but peace in it. We find nothing but joy. And we find just the righteous way to live. Glory to the King. So, man, let's just be encouraged to go forward. Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High, Yah. Not only, like I said earlier, during the feast, but all throughout the year. You know, giving praise unto Yah, sanctifying yourself, setting yourself apart, and realizing why you're doing it. It's for an expected. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to be joined. How did you say it in Ezra 7? How that we're going to be joined. The bride is going to be joined together, you know, with a husband. We're going to be withdrawn from the earth, and we're going to be able to witness, hallelujah, and see the wonders of Yah. So let's stay focused on what this is all about, saints. Ultimately, we want to make it to the kingdom. Hallelujah. That is not of this earth. Glory to the King. So y'all be encouraged. Just a few things going forward. Here it is. Don't bring any heaviness, all right, to the feast. You know, that's always to be said. It's a joyous time, and let us keep it that way. Keep the air clean and fresh and, you know, just a pleasant place to be. So don't bring any heaviness, heavy spirits. I mean, of course, you need deliverance, you know, get free from that. But just, you know, moping and sorrow and just for, you know, whatever reason, you know, you may not be, you realize you weren't what you thought you were, or you know what I mean? You realize yourself for who you are. Just be thankful. Hallelujah. There is hope. There is healing. There is deliverance. Glory to the King in this ministry. So you're knocked out. As I said earlier, remember Elder Felix's family. Keep him lifted up, his wife, as well as his children. And not only him, but every widow we have in Israel and all of the fatherless children. Keep them all lifted. Even those that are with child during this time, you know, and all of the newborn Israelites. Keep them all lifted. And make it your habit to lift up one another in prayer, you know, throughout the week. The pastor mentioned something during the atonement service. You know, he said, you know, when we get together, we see each other, and we're so happy to see each other, but we don't even call one another throughout the week, and that's so true. You know, we get so caught up with the daily things, you know, this life, and we forget, you know, to check on our brother, check on us, see how they're doing. Because it means a lot. You know, even a little text message means a lot if you're unable to really talk. But it's just a thought. Hallelujah. We're in this thing together, and we need to build up one another and encourage one another. So make a habit of doing that. Not only loving in word, but in deed and in truth. Hallelujah. Nonetheless, just enjoy the feast. Have a great time. No matter where you are, just be thankful. Hallelujah. In all things. So bless y'all. Thanks. It's Elder Donnie here. I'm signing off on this edition of the Brother Segment on Straight with Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. And it's a joy, a pleasure to have you here with me this evening and joining me. Hopefully something said was edifying to you and just to motivate you and encourage you. Just continue on in this walk throughout the course of the year. Thank you, Brother Paul, Brother Ugly, for co-hosting. Thank you all that you do. And each and every last one of you who joined me tonight, taking out of your precious time just to be in fellowship. Glory to the King. You know, I was so excited when I came this way, and I realized, man, it was almost every single night there has been going on a radio broadcast, a teaching, preaching. Then when the Judah system came, it was 24/7. You can just hear preaching. You can hear that word. I was so overwhelmed, and it was so much, you couldn't even keep up with it. But I'm glad that y'all decided to, you know, join me tonight, and because I know how it is, the fellowship. I understand it. So y'all be at peace. Have a wonderful week, and just be encouraged. Hallelujah. The King is coming. Glory to the King.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge.